Hello everyone, welcome again to the Living Letter Ministries radio broadcast. Like always, God is good and he is mightily moving by the Holy Ghost. And I say that boldly, he is. There are people who seek the Lord. You know, I made a reference to my wife. I said, sometimes back in the day, in the 70s, 80s, you know, before the internet was popular, the go-to place was the encyclopedia. And my grandmother bought me, some encyclopedias so that I could, she was an educator. And she bought me some encyclopedias. And she had a lot of grandchildren, but for some reason she bought me some encyclopedias. And I used those encyclopedias for years. And I thank God for, you know, I grew up in a loving home. And I thank God for that. When you have access to information, you can learn how things operate, how things work. You could do better assignments for school. Now, when I wanted to know things in life about something that I wasn't familiar with, I could go and get an encyclopedia and I could learn something about it. Now, you know my favorite verse in the whole Bible. If you've been listening to these broadcasts, you know what it is. It's St. John 16, verse 13. When he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. Now, the Holy Spirit is better than any encyclopedia. When you go to the Lord in prayer and ask the Lord for wisdom, James wrote that the Lord will not upbraid you for asking for wisdom, but he'll give you wisdom. And you're honoring God when you ask for wisdom. I'm going to say that again. You are honoring God when you ask for wisdom, especially with when you have the intent to do his will. Now, I had a friend, my business partner. He married my cousin, Parnell Smith. And one day, Parnell told me that when he was much younger, he asked the Lord for wisdom. And he always did things in a very wise way. He became a minister. And the Lord told me that he was going to be a minister. God was going to call him to the ministry. He applied wisdom. And this man always had wisdom. He was the business mind of our shop. It was called Smith and Hamby's, and it was downtown. For two and a half years it was open. From 93 to 95, you know, I eventually got another job. But he stayed with me a year. But he had so much wisdom. And the things that the Lord taught me about business. See, I was a mechanic. I didn't go to business school. I was going to, but I never did. I was going to take up accounting or business along with auto mechanics. My first plan was to finish auto mechanic school, then work at a dealership and go back to school to take business so that I could prepare to go in business at a later time. But things didn't work that way for me. And so I asked the Lord to teach me business, and he did. And then everything that I learned from the Lord, my cousin Parnell, he was doing it. So the Lord, you know, for a season, we helped each other. And the things of God, God does things like that. He helps people that will listen to him cooperate together. I needed him for a year. And he needed me for a year. Because the things that he needed, that I learned in ministry, I shared with him. The things about business, he shared with me. And it helped. Now, when he asked for wisdom, when the Lord blessed him to start a church, all the money that they took in, I've never seen anybody do this before. I love him for that. I love the way he handled it. The the church bulletins, it showed how much money they took in for Sunday school, how much they took in for the church, and how it was appropriated. So everybody in the congregation knew how the money was handled. And it extinguished all arguments. And he preached the word. And he loves God. I know he loves God. And his ministry, he went to Pensacola. And he's got a ministry there now. And I thank God for that. Now, when you honor God, God will honor you. When you do things according to the guidance of the Holy Spirit, God will honor that. There's nothing you can't learn from the Holy Spirit if you ask for wisdom. When you ask for wisdom, you are honoring God. You're trying to you're taking God at His word and not Satan at His word. See, when you ask God for wisdom, you're going to learn how to live. You're going to learn how to apply knowledge. You're going to learn how to stop having the same nagging problems when you ask God for wisdom. And sometimes people want relief. They want God to show them right now and in a hurry. And to your surprise, sometimes He will. But most times it's a pattern of learning that happens over time. If you're consistent in the things of God, if you listen to His word and take Him at His word, then God, you're giving God something to work with. If you take time with the Lord and spend time in His wisdom, you're gonna start growing. You're gonna start doing what you already have to do. You're gonna do it better and better and better. Now, a relationship is also being formed because God is interacting with you. If God has been interacting with you, continue the process. If you bring healing to one area of your life and you get strong, thank God for it and invite Him to help you in another area of your life. And also, ask the Lord what He wants to talk about. So don't just let God be your problem solver. Relate to Him like you would your best friend. Ask Him sometime, Lord, what do you want to talk about? And see what He say. Honor God. You know, sometimes our children, my daughter today, she texts me to see how my day was going. I like that. The day I'm doing the broadcast anyway. You know, she took time out of her schedule to see how I was doing. And you know, young people now, they like to text more than they like to talk. I like to talk, but they like to text, so I work with that. But anyway, you have to take time with the Lord, with your Father. God is not just your God. He has many hats with you. He's your Father, and by the Holy Spirit, He's your teacher, your guide. By Jesus, He's your Savior, and your Lord and King. But you can have a relationship with the same Jesus that walked the streets of Galilee. You can ask questions yourself and let Him talk to you. And guess what? You'll find out in the Word that whatever He told you can be proven. When you study the Word of God, I study for different reasons. I study to learn. I study to show myself approved, like the Word said, do. I study to teach, but mostly I study to live. And when I study, I let the Word build me up. And so when I have problems, I don't have to rely on my meager strength. Sometimes when I pray, I say, Lord, I'm outclassed. I don't know what I'm doing here. But I call this thing heal, or I want you to bless me with the knowledge that I don't know right now, and I claim that I do know it. And in the meantime, I pray that you'll make the difference. And guess what? It happens. When I first started learning to love people, I spoke that I love them by faith. I used my skill to believe God that I love His people. I spoke that I love His people. And I acted on that statement. And God honored me. When you ask for wisdom, you're growing and you're honoring God. Don't try to handle this life with the understanding that you already have. Use God's knowledge, because Satan is trying to, I guarantee you, Satan is trying to stop you. Sometimes people get into various religions without any evidence, and they fall right into a trap. But when you seek the Lord, and when you believe what Jesus said, because Jesus is the only one that raised from the dead, and they tried to hide it. They paid people to lie. And that's biblical. That's what happened in the Word. The soldiers that knew he raised from the dead, they paid them to say that somebody stole him. He got up. So when you take God at his word, you're growing. You're honoring God. When you take Satan at his word, you're bowing down to Baal. You're rejecting God and calling God a liar. But when you seek the Lord for wisdom, you're honoring God. Now, these broadcasts are on newlivingletters.com. Newlivingletters.com. And everything's free. This broadcast is on audio page 7 at newlivingletters.com. Everything is free, but nothing's cheap. And check out what's on the Living Letters page. I put a new writing up there called Vision. Very important. All the preachers that hear my voice, take a look at what God gave me about vision. It's very short, to the point. I thank God for that. Now listen, God loves you. He's not trying to take anything from you. He's trying to build you up. Satan come to kill, steal, destroy. Jesus come to give you life, and that more abundantly. So when you take God at his word, when you ask for wisdom and knowledge and understanding, when you ask him to help you be patient with those that are just unlovable, you're honoring God. When you're trying to do right, you're honoring God. When you seek the Lord and you don't want the raggedy ways of the world in you, you are honoring God. These are the kind of people God's going to rapture out of here. These are the people that the dead in Christ that he raised out of those graves. This is what they were like. They asked God for help. They didn't know everything. How can we know everything? But the Holy Spirit will guide us into all truth. And it's sad to me that so many Christian people don't ask the Lord anything. They try to figure everything out. And I'm like, ask the Lord, he'll show you. That's the last thing on the page of their life. They just try to figure it out. And they spend their lives trying to figure stuff out. When you ask, you can have his knowledge. He's going to answer you. Jesus is alive. He made you to be alive. He brought you to life by his blood and your faith in his works. So the Holy Spirit is in your spirit, and he can guide you into all truth. Satan don't want people to know that. Satan don't want people to know that they got access to God. And I'm letting you know that you do. And all the preachers that hear my voice, start putting God first so that you can be like him, so that you can represent him. And people need to see preachers living the life of God. There are so many that have compromised. And the Lord says so many people are not preaching his word because they're being paid not to. Who's paying them to do it? People that don't want God in their life. People will pay for a lie. And preachers, some preachers fear to stand flat-footed with a spine and tell people the truth because they don't want to offend people. Well, Jesus didn't try to not offend people. He spoke the word to give them life. If they want it, they'll receive it. If they don't, they'll reject it. We're not designed to bear branches. We're designed to bear fruit. And we bear fruit by living a consistent life of God and speaking his word. You can't cower down to the low beggarly ways of Satan to keep people interested. If they're interested or they're not. the false people are going to be false, and people with a good heart are going to come when they see a man or a woman living the life of God. If they can't see sincerity, don't expect them to follow God. If you're not sincere, you're vexing them, just like Sodom and Gomorrah vexed Lot. People that compromise, their message is a vexational spirit. And they contaminate all the good things that God has done in their life because they won't listen. But those that listen to God, they honor God. People know sincerity versus insincerity. And the Lord put it to me this way when he was talking to me about the Laodicean church. He said, sincerity begets sincerity, while leaven begets leaven. Leaven is something that you put in flour. It's yeast. If you put a pinch of yeast in a barrel of flour, over time it's going to all be yeast, because yeast is infectious. It causes the flour to become infected. That's what makes bread to rise. Now, yeast of itself is not bad, but it was an example of how sin affects your heart. And also, the Word of God is like leaven. It gives you light. The difference between the Word of God and the example of yeast and sin in the example of yeast, the way the Word of God works, it gives you an understanding of God's ways. It's like turning on the light. You see things as they really are. And you decide to choose what's right because it's right, not because you're going to get some blessing. And the preachers that bait people along, they always say you're going to get a blessing for this, a blessing for that. But the Word of God tells you to stand on what's right. Do what's right all the time. As a way of life. Live in the love of God as a way of life. And blessings come upon your life because you're honoring God. Now God can honor you. But see, when they say things to where God is going to do everything, you don't have to do your part. That's not true. Your life will never heal. And Satan knows it. But it looks like it will. And there's no evidence that it will. But they make people think it will. They're soothing people into a false reality. See, Jesus said, blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are they that mourn. They're gonna be filled. You know, they're going to be blessed by God. God's going to give them the answers they seek. Blessed are the poor in spirit. They know that they're broke. They know that they need help. And now they're asking God. They're going to be filled with knowledge. They're going to be blessed. The Lord's going to show them how to run their business, how to heal their marriage. Because they're poor in spirit. They know, Lord, I need help. I done messed up. That's the kind of people God can work with. Not the kind of people that say, well, I got it all together. You need to change. When you humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, now God can get involved for a change. And see, he's going to show you how to do your part for real. Versus people, the Pharisees were never wrong. They knew the earth was flat. I mean, really. You couldn't tell them nothing. The earth is flat, while the earth is a globe. But they right, so to speak. They just right about everything. They right. Here come Jesus, healing the sick, raising the dead, causing the blind to see, opening people's ears. And they get mad at him. They hated him. Vipers. They just a bunch of vipers. And they were the religious order. They sitting in Moses' seat. And they wanted Jesus dead. And if you think they were bad, the people were worse. So people that love God, they're edified when they hear sincere people preach. People that hate God, they're going to leave. Remember something about society, preachers. Remember something about society itself. God put enmity between his seed and Satan's seed. So when you do it God's way, people of Satan will not like it. They will leave. And I say good riddance. Well, preacher, that's not the way to win friends and influence people, but it's a fact. When children get old enough, if they love the world, they're going to leave the church and not come back. I've seen it too many times. But if they got the love of God in them, ain't nothing going to stop them from honoring God. See, when you got a man or a woman of God ministering life, the life of God, when I hear people, I love good preaching. When I hear good preaching, I listen to it. I thank God for it. I want to be there. It's not a chore to me. And I listen and I enjoy it. And so do others that love God. Sincerity begets sincerity, while leaven begets leaven. They told Jeremiah, they told Isaiah, don't preach unto us righteous things. Preach unto us smooth things. Prophesy deceits. They asked to be lied to. They didn't want God in their thinking. The Pharisees didn't want God in their thinking either. They used God for a platform. They used the word of God for a platform so that they can get honor from man. They did pious things in the sight of men to get honor from men, to wear long robes, to be considered wise. But see, God loves us all. He loved them too. That's how they did. Jesus said, Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. Because the Father was finna blast them. And Jesus interceded because he's the high priest. Now see, the first generation, the Lord had mercy on them because he said, Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. Can that be said about this generation? We read about how the Pharisees were. We read about how the people were. And now we see the results of the Holy Ghost being given. And people are obeying God. They're preaching sincerely. And then people get upset. See, when the Lord come back, everybody that's not right with God going to scatter. They're going to throw their idols to the bats. And all their false religious teaching to the bats. They're going to find hiding places and try to depart from the stuff that they were attached to. Because when the glory comes, they're going to know that Jesus is. But it'll be too late. When the Lord take his people off earth so he can destroy and judge the people that did know what they were doing, it's not going to be like it was. It's not going to be, Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. He's going to tear this place apart. So and he's gonna. That's why he said the meek will inherit the earth. In order to inherit something, somebody's got to die. See, nobody's gonna have to explain to the person, "Hey, that's Jesus up there coming." They're gonna know it. Nobody got to tell them. If you read Isaiah 2, they're gonna scatter. They're gonna know they're wrong. Think about this: all the preachers that compromised, told people what they wanted to hear for honor and money, they're going to be the first ones out of town. Because I promise you, when people get left here, they're going to be angry. They're not going to like the ones that paid the preachers to lie and sought preachers that would. They're going to blame the preacher. They're not going to, they know they're wrong. So you might as well do it God's way and honor him. And if you've been doing that, keep doing it. Don't change. Because everybody that go with the world, they might do well for years and then they start compromising. That righteousness will be forgotten. Remember what Ezekiel said. That's a protocol, folks. The Lord spelled it out for him. If a wicked man repent, he's righteous now. But if a righteous man turn from his righteous, he's wicked. And all of his righteousness will be forgotten. That, my friend, is justice. That's what happened to Lucifer. Lucifer was an angel, but when he went wicked, he was judged. He knew better. There was no lack in time when the judgment fell upon him. Because he knew better, just like this general.